Good morning. Last time we learned Mishnah Hey in Maseches Shumos and Perek Yud. This morning we continue with Mishnah Vav, and we discussed last time the halacha of Tilson. Tilson, I think it was properly defined as fenugreek, and the specific character of Tilson is that not only does the fruit that grows in it have flavor, but the actual branches as well, the bark has the same flavor as the fruit that grows on it. But we discussed that even though there are some halachic significance to that, when it comes to truma, there's no condition of truma inside the actual bark. And the Mishnah continues, Misha hayole chavili tilson shall klai karim hidaleku. A person has bundles of chavili tilson, but these are not regular chavili tilson. They are tilson which grew in a vineyard, and therefore they are aser. And when we learned Maseches Klayim, we learned that Klayim Karam actually becomes aser itself, and therefore you can't even benefit from it. And therefore the halacha is you have to burn it. You have to burn the branches as well because they have the flavor in them. Now we're discussing what happens if a person has these chavili tilson, these bundles of tilson which are tevel. They still don't have truma taken off of that. Now just. I'm just going to point out that I'm explaining this according to the way that the Rav, the Bar Tanur, explains the Mishnah, but there are other ways of understanding the Mishnah as well. But it seems like here he just has simple tevel, needs to have truma that's taken off of it. So what does he do? He bangs these branches until he's able to get all the fruit to come off, and he evaluates approximately how much of the actual fruit is there to be eaten. It takes off truma on the zera, what grows from it, the fruit, and not necessarily the branches, because the branches don't have to have truma taken off of it. So, in other words, the idea over here is just for him to be able to estimate how much truma he has to take off. Like we learned at the beginning of the Masech that you're not supposed to measure when you take off truma, you're supposed to estimate it. So he bangs it, and he could decide how much truma has to be taken off. Now, he does not have to take off truma off the eitz. Im hifrish, if he already took off truma off of the whole bundle together, lo yomer, he can't say, now echtosh ve'etol se'eitz ve'etna se'zera. Elonoisin is eitz ma'zera. If he already evaluated how much he has here, he estimated how much he has, including the eitz, including the branch of it, he can't later on go ahead and say, you know what? Oh, that was a mistake. Let me now go ahead and take off all the zera from it and take off truma from that. That you can't do because the point of the estimation already happened earlier, and you already took off truma, in essence, or already separated truma off of everything, including the branch. Therefore, you can't go back and now only take off truma from the zera. We'll stop here at Mishnah Zayin.